Okay, first idea. Why is it that in the Nusach of Al Hanisim we don't mention at all, or we just merames to the Nes of Chanukah? The famous question. The entire Nusach of the Al Hanisim focuses upon the war of the Chashmonoim against the Yevonim, and the very, very end, we mentioned it. Liku Neirois bechatzrois kodshecha. There's a major debate amongst the Mefarshim if this refers to the Neir Chanukah, or it just means they lit candles. It was a time to celebrate, because you do not. The candles are lit. Where is the menorah lit? The menorah is in the heichol. The chotzer usually refers to the azara, the harabayis. The words v'chatzros kodshecha do not appear to refer to the heichol, and thus when it says they lit the hadliku neiros, the neiros refers. It was a celebration. It was a celebration that they survived. And the fact is, an opinion. I don't remember where I saw this. One of the rishonim, which is subject to enormous controversy. One of the major rishonim. I don't remember this moment. Maybe it was even the Rambam. Not likely. But it was someone who says that the mitzvah of lighting candles was first instituted after, get a load of this, the Churban Bayis Sheni. The miracle of Chanukah took place how long? When did the miracle of Chanukah take place? 200 years approximately before the Churban Bayis. So the Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah began immediately. The following year they established the Yom Tov of Chanukah. What did they do on Chanukah? They said Hallel. 8 days of Hallel, they ate latkes and they ate donuts. Did they light the Hanukkah menorah? So the vast majority of
they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
No, but the private people light a menorah like what we do today. Did they light all the whole Shulchan Aruch? Did they do that in the following year, the year after the Hanukkah miracle? No. So the vast majority of the Rishonim say absolutely. That's what the Takana was. The following year, Chazal decide we're going to make a Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov is we're going to say Halal, and we're going to light every single bias is going to light Ner Yishu Beisai. The Hamahadrin, L'cholechad V'yechad, Mahadrin corresponding to the days. This Takona of Chazal took place the year after the Chanukah miracle occurred. However, there is one Rishon, his name escapes me, which Rishon this was. One of the major Rishonim that says, no, that's not what happened. They instituted the Yom Tov of Chanukah immediately, the following year. All of the halachos, you're not allowed to have hesedim, you're not allowed to fast, and you have to say halal for 8 days, v'chul, melacha, the whole time, one time, melachas, v'chulu, a seuda, if you make a rishus, a whole show. But there was no such takana that every family should light Ner Chanukah. This, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, was expanded by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola many years later. A pella to say that. And if that's true, then certainly when it says V'liku Neiros B'chatzros Kodshecha does not mean the Chanukah candles. It means they celebrated. And even if you do say that they did institute the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah immediately, when it says Neiros B'chatzros Kodshecha, many questions: are we referring here to Hanukkah candles, or are we referring here to?
You know what the problem with this whole wine story?
Marius, my Hanukkah.
Hillel says, "Moshev Ha'Hilul Machlok is Hillel and Shammai."
Yeah.
Hillel lived 100 years before Churban.
So then maybe what he means is they were masaking this 100 years before Churban, which is 100 years after the Hanukkah miracle. But it did not coincide with the miracle itself.
To say that it was after Churban is hard to say.
Okay, now there's one point which blew my mind, to which opens up this sugya wide like anything. Totally blows up this whole sugya, and this is awesome. What I'm going to tell you now is Shalul Vart. And that is, every day, if you remember, we say Moedim Durabanam. Some shul have it on the wall, shouldn't forget. The Moedim, when the Shat reaches Moedim Anachnu Loch Hashem Lok Shat Moedim Anachnu Loch Shuato Hu Hashem Lokeinu Gavosein. So we, the Tzibur, respond Moedim Anachnu Loch Shuato Hu Hashem Lokeinu Veloke Avoseinu Elokei Kol Basar Yoytzerenu Yoytzer Bereshis Barachois V'Hoyde Ois L'Shimcha HaGadol V'Yakadosh Al Sheheche Yisanu V'Kiyam Tanu. And then we will mevakesh kein techayenu usikayemenu v'se'esoif golu yoseinu lechatzrois kodshecha. Hashem, bring us back to your courtyard. What does it mean here when we are mispalel that you shall gather us in to l'chatzrois kodshecha? What do these words mean? Does this mean that you shall gather us all into the Beis HaMikdash? That's not the pshat. That's not the pasha pshat. You shall gather us in to Yerushalayim. You shall gather us in to Yerushalayim. Some even want to say to the Batei Midrashim, to learn and to daven. You shall give us life, usikaymenu, gather goluyo yisenu, our exiles. It does not seem to me that Hashem, you shall gather us all into the heichol, because a Yisrael is not allowed to go into the heichol. And even a koyin doesn't go into the heichol unless you have a lot of pull. Unless you're told to go in there to do avodah, and who knows, maybe even not even that. So what the Gantz Klal Yisrael is being mevakesh, Hashem, gather us into your courtyards. Right, so it means the broader picture. So Rabbi Yisai, if this is what we say every single day, twice a day, l'chatzreis, in part of the moedim de Rabbanon, v'se'esof gulu yoseinu l'chatzreis kodshecha, and in the same moedim on Chanukah, we say al hanisim in the same exact bracha. It's not mistaver that the difference between what it says in the moedim de Rabbanon l'chatzreis kodshecha is that much different than when it says in the al hanisim. So when it says in the al hanisim they lit candles b'chatzreis kodshecha, it doesn't mean the heichol. It means, what does it really mean? It means there was a lichtikai in the Beis Medrash. There was a revival, a renaissance in the Beis Medrash. The Beit HaMidrashim were closed. After 12 o'clock, they shut the lights. No, now, Hanukkah? The lights were on the whole day. They burned the midnight oil. People were redevoted to the study of Torah, to Yiddishkeit. Doesn't mean the Heichel. It means there was a renaissance in Klal Yisrael of Yiddishkeit. Just like the word of Chatzkot Shecha, it's unbelievable. What an eye-opener. It's amazing. It's like so obvious. It's staring at you in mamish, in plain sight. The pshuta, you say, you mentioned the Chatzkot Shecha, it doesn't mean they have the Heichel. It means they have something much broader. So now when it says they lit candles with Chatzkot Shecha, it means, what are the Neirois? The Orat Torah, Klal Yisrael. They had a whole new Ashkafa. I mean, it's unbelievable what it means. So according to this, I mean, all the evidence proves L'chatzros Kodshecha does not mean the Chanukah changes. Does not mean. I mean, it's very, a lot of people you tell this to, they get mamish angry. People like that, they really hear you talk about, it means, and they argue. Okay, I'm not going to fight with them. Maybe there are that say attacking means that. But all the evidence I'm telling you points in one direction. That it does not refer here to the Chanukah candles. It refers to the Chatzos Shachar means that there was celebration, there was renewal, there was a commitment to
power.
People got into Yadus. That's what you do when you celebrate. You light candles. You go to a wedding. They have ambiance. They have candles on all the tables. Everyone could appreciate this. That's what it means. That's the case. So what's the question now? How could it be? Are you talking? How could it be that in the Shemona Esrei we make no mention of the Chanukah Neris? We make no mention of the miracle, the Al Hanisim, the Tfilat's Miyuchid for Chanukah. Zero. We totally left it out. The whole miracle is all about Hallel, singing Hallel to Hashem. And to describe the miracles that happened in the war, the Chashmonoim and the five sons, Yochanan, Gadol, Chashmonoi, Vonov, Kesh'am, the Malchus. What? The Ikka mitzvah of Chanukah is a Chanukah menorah to commemorate the miracle of 8 days. So
on Purim also, same thing. You don't say we read the Megillah. We don't say we do the mitzvahs on Ehem. We have mitzvahs.
But that's what we do. That's what we do. But let's talk about what happened in history. Let's talk Jewish history. So B'mei Mordechai V'Esther, we speak about history. There was a gezerah to destroy us, and Hashem, you annul the gezerah. We record history correctly. Here, omission is a major revision of history. There was a very significant event that happened historically.
We lit the menorah.
The menorah miraculously survived for 8 days. And this is what we focus on in observance. We don't go out and wage wars to commemorate the war that we won. We commemorate the fact that the Hanukkah candle was lit for 8 days. So why don't we pay homage? Why can't we say up a few words in the Nusach? So it says over here in this beautiful Sefer, Sha'ari Me'achanukah, Roy Tesner, he says an idea, which is an amazing, he's mafalpal in different opinions in this idea, and that is, the Hanukkah Nes was an open miracle which defied Teva. It's not realistic to daven for that. Every time, when you daven Shemone Esrei, Mitzad Echad, you are reminiscing, you are recalling what happened in history, but you also subconsciously, Hashem, do it again. Do it again. Bring another miracle. It's now the time. Now is the Zman of the year. You can do it again, Hashem. Make for us in this generation Nisim Guluyim Lamala Miderach HaTeva. Rabbeisai, that is not Yadus. Yadus is not a religion of hocus pocus. It's not a religion of segulas and doing all these mystical things, and we should expect nisim geluyim. Yadus is a religion of haneg bohem ninhag derech eretz. If Hashem will be so kind to you and do for you an open miracle, kol hakavod. We have emuna pshuta, Hashem could bring open miracles. But don't bring that into the Beis HaKnesses. Don't bring into ritual, into your prayer, Hashem, you did miracles, do it again. Because that's really what you're doing when you're commemorating what happened. It's a zman when miracles happen, and therefore it could happen again. The miracle, but oh, you'll tell me the Mulchama, how could these few people over here, 5 people, go and outsmart a whole army? The answer is, it's not the first time it happened, something like this. This was a nes nister. You'll go and you'll get the bringing the CIA, you'll say, oh yeah, well, it can be done, even though it's a mission impossible. Okay, we'll show you many movies how you can pull off the impossible. It's not impossible. You have to have strategy. If you have strategy, then you'll be able to maneuver to succeed and to do what appears to be the impossible. The Milchama, we know, was a miracle. But it was a miracle that was nislabesh, b'teva, in nature. When you want to ask Hashem for miracles, those are the types of miracles you're allowed to ask for when you daven. Hashem, let everything work out. I know for everything to work out is a miracle. It's a miracle. But you know, I'm not asking that the oil should last 8 days. I'm not going up against the sciences. I'm not going up against Teva. You know, events happen. Purim happened, Hanukkah, the Muhammad, they had a good strategy. The weather was in their favor. And there was misinformation on their side. And you know, v'chulu, we had inside information. We were able to pull off what appears to an outsider as the impossible. It was a miracle. Don't get me wrong. But it was a miracle that was nislavesh. That is the type of miracle a person can be mispalel for. But you cannot bring into the Beis HaKnesses a demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do for us again miracles l'mala miderech HaTeva. In your home, you're not davening. It's not a place where you daven. In your home, it's a place of commemoration. We commemorate nisim geluyim. But at home, you don't have minyan at home. You could daven at home, but this is not the Seder HaTfilah. The Beis HaKnesses is the place where Klal Yisrael comes together to daven. It's very, very relevant today. Because today, unfortunately, we're living in a world where the world is tipping, the Orthodox community is to, like, you know, hocus pocus religion. It's this expectation for nisim gluyim. This is not Yadus. Segulus is outrageous segulus. So yes, they gave me a coin. Gave me a coin, a silver dollar. He didn't give it to me, he showed it to me. And he said to me, this coin was blessed by, I don't even want to say who it was, a certain person. And therefore, Yeah, he was asking, so what is the significance? What is the significance? So he wasn't really asking. He was basically, he wanted to provoke me, I know. For him, he believed the significance is now smooth sailing. As long as I have this coin in the house, I said, this coin is worthless. I said. I told learning one Mishnah, or davening one Shmona Esrei will bring you infinitely more bracha than this coin that was blessed by someone on the other end of the world and now brings it to you, and they give it to you and they tell you this whole bummerizer because they want you to give a donation. So I said to him, I said those words to him. And he knows I'm right. He agrees with me. How do I know? And I said, so what should I do with the coin? So I said to him, Hashem will give you an opportunity to use this coin to give someone else, to give someone pleasure. And Kachava, I was with him, and then something happened, the whole thing happened, the person came, and he didn't tell you the whole Maisa. I was with him like part of the morning, and he took out the coin, he said to him, I have this coin, it was blessed by so-and-so, I want to give it to you I want, as a token of my appreciation for what you've done for me, over here. So the guy was very funny, so this person, he said, I take it, I thank you very much, and everything that you wished upon me, I've accepted, and whatever, and now I want to give it back to you also, and you should also have it. You know, it was very nice. It was very, this is a very chashuv person. So there's a difference. It's a really brilliant var what he says in the nusach tefillah. Don't get carried away. Don't go focus on nisim galuyim. Focus on nisim that are nislav v'shechateva. When it comes at home, commemoration, oh, you have to be makir. But she'asa li nes, b'mokayim hazeh. Commemoration, different madrega. Hay l'chod v'hay. V'aychod. Last short vart, this is a short vart, this is a very powerful vart. Very short, it's very, very short. We say in the nusach, al hanisim, v'al ha-purkan, v'al ha-gvurois, V'al ha-teshuos, the salvation, the al ha-milchomais. Now, al ha-milchomais, that's a topic in and of itself. What are we thanking Hashem for milchoma? The Pashtus says, we thank Hashem for winning the war. So the question is, shouldn't it be the other way around? It should say, the al ha-milchomais, the al ha-teshuos. The salvation comes after the war. The salvation, if we're going to put these two expressions together, al ha-teshuos, v'al ha-milchomais, that we thank Hashem for salvation that came, the order should be pum faker, it should be first the milchama, and then the teshua, to show that the teshua that came out of the milchama. So why is it in this order? So he says over here, incredible insight. Talk about the Holocaust, he doesn't say this, but I'm just going to extrapolate. Talk about the Holocaust. The people in the Holocaust, people, let's talk about the survivors. The people who survived healthy, okay, came out healthy, they were in the camps. So, it's unbelievable. It was mamish and Nes Goloi. They survived the concentration camp. They were handpicked by the Ribbono Shel Ud Mutzal Me'esh. They came out. They survived. So it was a milchama. They were fighting for their lives. Whole Klal Yisrael was on the verge of extinction, and they survived. But while they were in the camp, talk about, let's make the person was in the camp for a year or two, through whatever he was there for two years. During that time, it once happened, someone gave him matzah for Pesach. Someone gave him tefillin. Something happened there while he was there in a matzah of incredible despair. It was like Hashem did him a toiva. When he was there in the thickness of the Esara, something happened that gave him a moment of hope, of chiyus. You know, that's the teshua. The teshua is not for surviving the war. That's the milchama. It stands on its own. But even during the tzara, the deep, deep moment of tzara, once in a while, something good happens to get through the next day. And you'll tell you, I don't need this. Malanu l'tzara hazois. You're right. You don't need this tzara. You're right. That's a separate issue. But even within tzara, if something goes right today that could have gone wrong, you have to thank Hashem for that also. Al ha-teshuos is the teshua within the Tsar. There were 52 years of Gezeirlicha persecution in the time of Hanukkah. 52 years of persecution. But not every day was as bad as the next. There were times, there were events during those 52 years where something went right.
They won and they lost. They won.
Right. Before the end, the big finale, there were little things. That you have to thank Hashem, even Rachmana Litzlan, in a tzara, if something goes right today, that's also deserving of a shevach v'hoida. Many for mincha, Rabbi Sayyid, stay around.
Amen.